Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday afternoon, as expected, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee announced that it was hiking the federal funds interest rate by another 0.25%. This was the fourth interest rate increase this year. While the Fed's statement and subsequent comments pretend that it may be possible to continue raising interest rates next year, investors and market watchers don't believe that to be likely. Stock prices immediately fell. Here's a major deception in the Fed's announcement last week. The announcement cited, "The labor market has continued to strengthen," and "strong labor market conditions" as being fact. Sorry, not true. If you use the same methodology to compute America's unemployment rate as was used by the Bureau of Labor Statistics up to 1993, the nation's unemployment rate exceeds 20%. That is not the lowest unemployment rate in decades, as many so-called experts erroneously proclaim. All you have to do is look at the current Bureau of Labor Statistics table A1 that shows more than 101 million people in the civilian workforce that do not have jobs. How do you get such a low unemployment rate from that data? Even more deceptive is the relative increase in part-time jobs, while full-time breadwinner jobs are declining. Have your regular media sources been telling you this? Also, the Fed is pretending that it is unwinding its extra $3 to $4 trillion created out of thin air to combat the effects of the Great Recession a decade ago. In the implementation note released in conjunction with the announcement of the interest rate hike, the Fed announced that its unwinding program is still only $50 billion per month. I can just about guarantee you that the Fed will reverse this policy years before it would ever completely reverse the impact of bailouts from a decade ago. When you make your financial plans for next year, don't be suckered into believing the misinformation touted by the Fed. Look at what is really going on, data that is not so rosy, and plan accordingly. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.